What can we expect from Valve Records?
Initially, I have 6 songs that I'm compiling together called Themes. And the 6 songs will be pressed on 3 7-inch singles, ring-bound in a little booklet. I'm not certain yet as to the names of the 3 themes, but there will be a digital theme, there will be a potential theme, and I think a concrete theme. They kind of do, I guess, express different facets of what I have been doing up until this point. It'll start with concrete theme, which is the things that I have been around and involved
the
in.
Environment.
Yeah, with my environment and how I started with DJing and kind of the hip-hop thing, and then developing into more of the stuff that I've gotten into, the electronic side of things. We have a guy called Brent Handlebear, another artist on the label. We're kind of trying to pin him down and get him to do some quality productions, music-wise. And then there's We Oni, which is myself and Don Kajic, who we have actually released a little 7 before. Seems like many moons ago now. That was on Surface Pressure label here in Edinburgh. We hope to get started in the studio again this year to develop that side of things, which is kind of more contemporary music based, I guess. But Gordon, aka Don Kajic, is he's just a wonderful musician and composer, and it's been great to work with him, and he's definitely opened my sort of ears to a lot of things, and I've been able to develop a nice repertoire with him. His musicianship, his kind of techniques in the studio are valuable for me, and I've learned a lot of him, so that's kind of enabled me to kind of do my own thing as well. So the website will hopefully be up and running with an online shop. I think that's the way to go these days. If you can kind of look after yourself, your audience, and you have direct contact with your audience, I think that's kind of ideal, especially in this digital downloading age. We also have a strong sense of kind of multimedia. There's a short film that's going to be produced that will go along with the music, the first set of music that I'm releasing. The artwork is done by Remy Ruff down in London, a graph design artist down there. And then to accompany everything, we have a nice little set of figures done from Hero Types, which will be the Vavergé collection. And initially, the lovely company have done us a figure each that represent each artist on label. So that'll be a We Oni figurine, a Brent Handlebear, and an Alifu figurine. And they look absolutely stunning. So everything will be packaged together and launched.
So where can we track that down? What's the web address?
The website address is www.vavarecords.com. There is a little site on there at the moment. It's just a first draft. Once the records are pressed, then we're pretty much ready to go with that. So hopefully it shouldn't be too long. But I have been saying that.
And if we want to see you live, where are you gigging?
You can kind of catch me in some obscure places, and usually not under my name. But as I say, I've just been kind of quiet and in the studio, sort of concentrating on this label and music. And I would imagine that after this stuff gets out there, then again we'll be on the road and you know, doing a little bit of promotion and getting dates here and there. So, I mean, I started a club night in Aberdeen called La Tempo. It was mostly sort of hip hop artists I was dealing with at the time, because that was kind of, I mean, this is maybe about sort of 7-8 years ago. It was the first artist I ever played alongside the likes of De La Soul and Afrika Bambaataa, and they were kind of heroes of mine back when they started and when I was a kid. But then it kind of just grew and developed, and I actually started touring with Mike Ladd from New York, Rob Sonic from Def Jux in New York, Roots Manuva, artists mainly sort of around the Big Data stable, which is New Flesh and Gamma, Infinite Lives I toured with quite extensively. I've pretty much played with everyone in the Big Data roster, usually last minute as well. So, you know, I always come away thinking, oh my God, we should have rehearsed. And I always stress a wee bit, but it was always fun and quite vital for me. So, yeah, there's definite connections still there. People like Sandra Melody and Low Tech Hi-Fi.
And with these collaborations, who's doing what?
The Sandra Melody song, I mean, I produced the track and she wrote the lyrics, and it was, I mean, her content was in conjunction with the bicentennial of the abolition of slavery. We actually wrote the track about a year and a half ago now, but it just kind of, it got finished and mastered around about the same time as the bicentennial, so that was kind of nice because it kind of fitted in quite nicely.
What's it called?
It's called Journeys. And she talks about the obviously the journey across the Atlantic, and she talks specifically about the Brooke slave ship, which is one of the main ships that was used. I can't remember exactly the numbers, but maybe held 800 passengers, and there was maybe like about 2,000 just crammed in there. You know, these people who were just obviously taken from their villages and just bundled upon this ship in chains and made this horrific journey across the Atlantic.
So you solely write the music, or do you write lyrics and poems and things like that as well?
It's obviously things that, you know, just jot down and then develop. I kind of think rhythmically this is nice and this could work in a song, and it's kind of a weird way of working. Perhaps if I just sat down, came up with a melody line and then came up with words, then it'd be easier.
Are you finding that there's a sort of recurrent themes in your work?
You know, if I see something, if I read something, if I hear something, I'll go on a wee rant about it and write things down and develop a piece, say, right, this is what I want to do.